Fellow Freedom fans, we're back. David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show. As Bethany said, she gave you the phone number. You can call on my dime. 888-850-1872. I'm going to read from something about from Sir William Blackstone. And for a little comic relief, I do want to mention that I think something is fishy. Let's keep an eye on this strange little Russian ship that was captured. This kind of fake piracy thing. Kind of fake piracy. We're not really sure what's going on with it, but well, let's see. I've got an article here that I got from a Russian news source. That's what I'm looking for. A Russian news source. Let me see if I can find that somewhere. Let's see what we got here. Oh yeah, here it is. Here it is. Some outspoken piracy expert got kicked out of Russia. The mysterious saga surrounding the disappearance of the Arctic Sea cargo ship took a new twist Wednesday when an outspoken piracy expert who saw political overtones in the case fled Russia. Now, this is the good old Cold War story. The St. Petersburg Times reported they had an interview by telephone where this guy was in Istanbul that he had been pressured into leaving. He said, "Some serious guys hinted to me yesterday or the day before yesterday. They advised me to return in 3 or 4 months." He said, "Well, who are these people?" He said, "Guess." He said, "Yes, it was because of the Arctic Sea." "Yes, it was because of the Arctic Sea." So this piracy expert was told, "You had better not be around here now." You know, that happened to me. I got to tell you, that just reminds me, speaking of ships, it reminds me of a Navy story. And I'm going to go back to this this issue about the homeschool thing. But I was... This is kind of stuff where you wonder what's going on with people with power, and if they don't have a viewpoint that they realize there's a right and wrong, and they just ought to be motivated about doing what is right because it's right instead of what the consequences are. See, evil men will do things on the basis of, well, I don't think I'll be held accountable for the consequences. This is what happened to me one day. A commander came up to me, and he said, "Chief Carmichael," he says, "that laptop of yours, is that have any," he says, "that doesn't have any classified information on it." And I said, "No, sir, it does." And why was he asking? We had what is called a command inspection. And there's this Surface Force Atlantic, whatever they are, you know, Admiral so-and-so, and these guys are, they're out inspecting commands to see if everything's in order. It's for the sake of security, safety, and readiness and all that kind of stuff. So they've got a command inspection coming up. And he said, "That laptop that you have, it has no classified information on it, does it?" I said, "No, sir, it does have classified information on it." He says, "Chief," he says, "your computer doesn't have any classified information." I said, "No, sir, it does have classified information." He says, "You don't understand me, Chief, do you? Read my lips. Your computer doesn't have any classified information on it." I said, "Well, you know what? That's news to me." I said, "I've put classified information on this computer." And I told him what level. And he said, "No, you have," I said, and he says, "Chief," he said, you don't get it, do you?" And then he says, "We have a command inspection today. And it's very important that your computer doesn't have any classified information on it." I said, "Well, what they're going to have to do is have to take out the hard drive." And they're going to have to do something with it, or they're going to have to basically put ones and zeros over the whole thing and essentially ruin it, you know, make it all go away. And he said, "Chief, where are you going to be today?" I said, "Sir, where would you like me to be?" This is where the punchline is. He said, "Go home." Is that crazy? The commander says, "Go home." "Yes, sir." They sent me home. You know why? Because I'm honest. Isn't that sick? He gave me an order. That's a lawful order for him to tell me to go home. I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, it was obviously implied. I could go home and go to a swimming pool, or I could, you know, it wasn't just home, but it was, you're off. You don't come back until tomorrow. In fact, I think, as I remembered, he actually gave me some kind of like, don't come back sooner than instruction. Is that sick? So, I don't know what they did about that computer. You know, I had a little sticker on it that said what level of classified information was on it. So that's how we were supposed to be treating it. But so that's what he said. He said, "Go home." So this guy in Russia has been told, "It's time for you to take a vacation now." All right. So we're going to have to see what's going on with this silly stolen vehicle out on the high seas. And I'll try to keep a track on it because I don't think anybody else in the national news is really going to be paying attention. But I bet it's important. I bet it's important just because it smells a little bit fishy. And so we'll be checking it out. Before the break, I talked about this government agent, the Gestapo, the child Gestapo, that in New Hampshire that told this parent, because your curriculum is tied to Christianity, we're going to exclude it. Hey, you silly goose. Physics is tied to Christianity. Calculus is tied to Christianity. Philosophy is tied to Christianity. You know, where do these disciplines come from? And understanding that things were created and with order, not by accident, and that there are fixed laws, fixed and invariable laws authored by a creator by which everything runs. In him we live and move and have our being. A biblical precept. Is that's what the understanding of Sir Isaac Newton was. The greatest scientist of history that gave us the science that we're dealing with today with chemistry and physics and all this stuff was based upon religion, ultimately. A biblical worldview. So they've excluded that as an option of being anything that has educational value in New Hampshire. It's not the statist norm. Let's see what remember in the Constitution it says any laws that are not expressly given or anything that's not expressly provided to the United States is reserved to the states and the people respectively, you know, and anything not enumerated herein, you know, and when they and the Article 1 of the Florida Bill of Rights and other states' Bill of Rights, they reserve rights. I know in Virginia, Article 1, Section 17, it reserves rights. What are these rights that are reserved that the government can't impose upon? Well, some of it is the duties and rights of parents. I'm going to go to comments on Sir William Blackstone. This is on the rights of persons, parents and children, Book 1, Chapter 16. And first, the duties of parents to legitimate children, which principally consist in three particulars. They consist in three particulars: maintenance, protection, and education. So we're going to talk about education. Maintenance, protection, education. So maintenance is you're going to feed them and clothe them and put a roof over their head. It leans into protection because you have an obligation to, you won't be maintaining quarrels if somebody tries to beat up your child and you get involved. So there's protection, and also protection has to do with making sure they have the care that's necessary in case they get sick or something like that. So that's kind of maintenance and protection. And then finally, their education. That is the duty of parents to legitimate children, which consist of these three things. It says the duty of parents to provide for the maintenance of their children. This is the law of the land, of this land, that the laws, the English laws of the common law, by the way, are still in effect in Florida and other parts of the country. And so this is what those common laws are. The duty of parents to provide for the maintenance of their children is a principle of natural law, laid on them not only by nature herself, but by their own proper act. So you have baby. In bringing them into the world, they would be in the highest manner injurious to their issue if they only gave the children life that they might afterwards see them perish. So it's a understanding, both biblically, parents bring up children the way they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. So that's education, that's maintenance, protection, everything like that. Fathers, don't exasperate your children, but bring them up in the fear and the nurture of the Lord. You know, that's a biblical admonition. But here's the common law protection protected by, this common law is protected by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Florida. The municipal laws of well-regulated states have taken care to enforce this duty. That would be of maintenance, of protection, and education. Though Providence, listen to this, Providence, that's divine intervention, that is the original design, has done it more effectually than any laws by implanting in the breast of every parent that natural soap and or unsuperable degree of affection, which not even the deformity of person nor mind, not even the wickedness, ingratitude, or rebellion of children can totally suppress or extinguish. So you have a not just natural, but a God-given, God-ordained, God-inherited, inherent, unalienable right, duty, obligation, and passion for the maintenance, protection, and education of your children. That's natural. unless there's something clearly dysfunctional. This is understood originally in the common law of England as being given to you by God. The last duty of this is, again, from Sir William Blackstone's commentaries of the laws of England that are, again, passed on to us here today. The last duty of parents to their children is that of giving them an education. Here is your duty. This should make sense to you. Suitable to their station in life. A duty pointed out by reason and of far the greatest importance of any, because the law does not allow that a parent has conferred any considerable benefit upon his child by bringing him into the world if he afterward entirely neglects his culture and education. But who is it supposed to do it? Is it the state that is supposed to make sure this culture and education is done? Okay, so it'd be wrong for a parent to suffer him to grow up like a mere beast. Now, where are children growing up like mere beasts? Blackstone says, to lead a life useless to others and shameful to himself. How many people do you see that have lives that are useless to others and shameful to themselves who have truly a Christian biblical worldview that this lady is teaching her child? How many of those people that are mere beasts in our society and useless to others and shameful to themselves are living and practicing the Christian biblical worldview? Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. That's what this lady is teaching her daughter, a rigid, narrow view that she's created in the image of God. Boy, that's pretty important. That she has a bent towards sin, that God would not want her to do evil things but good things, to love him, love his neighbor as her neighbor as herself. That's what she's being taught. How horrible. What are the odds of her becoming a beast, useless to others, and shameful to herself with that kind of inculcation? So let me get back to this comment. If you think differently, that's why we have a call-in number at 888-850-1872. Again, this is the rights reserved to us. What are those rights? Well, we can find out about some of those rights by reading the commentaries of Sir William Blackstone that were published in 1766. Okay, 10 years before the Declaration of Independence. That's what they understood these rights reserved are. And rights are both privileges and immunities. Privileges aren't less than a right. Privileges are rights. Rights are made up of privileges and immunities. The last duty of parents to their children is that of giving them an education suitable to their station in life. So what is it's a parent's duty. It's not the state to determine what your station in life is. You know what? In Soviet Russia and communist China, you have a state determining what every person's station in life will be. That's because they've abandoned and rejected the biblical worldview. They believe we're evolving into utopia. And the fact that these elite people are in power over millions of people shows that they have evolved to a higher state. And they've got it figured out. What's best for you? That's satanic. That's a lie. In America, the greatest, most exceptional nation in history, folks. I'm talking in history. This is amazing things that are going on here. Well, I wouldn't say. You know what's comparable to? The days of King Solomon. And the justice and, you know, things like that. But this is better than that. You know why? Because it literally is a country that was inculcated from the beginning with a Christian worldview. That was something, you know, I mean, there's a certain amount of mercy that's involved in our culture and our upbringing that other people don't understand. There's a huge amount of giving imperialistic America. Well, yeah, sometimes. But you know what? A lot of times, some of the things that they do, even though some of it might be corrupt, you know what? This huge thing that comes with it that you never see from other countries is giving. Other countries have been taking, and America is amazing to step back and watch what they're giving. You know why? They've been influenced by Christianity and its people, by Jesus Christ. We're going to come back here with this comment. I dare you to call me at 888-850-1872, Opposing Worldviews.